This is Dave Trevina interviewing Frank Souza of a company called Traffic Geyser. Frank's company is currently at the leading edge of internet marketing in that they enable subscribers to quickly and easily upload video onto the increasing number of free internet hosting sites. Now, just to give you some background, from there being almost no video on the internet 12 months ago, currently, as of November 2006, 270 free video hosting sites such as YouTube, MySpace, and Google Video. Now, Frank's company offers a service which allows anyone to quickly and easily upload their video onto multiples of those free internet video sites. Now, in the old days, which is last year, video streaming was an expensive option which few websites opted for. But with cost no longer a restriction, video is now becoming much more common. And the reason why is because video allows you to better build rapport and convert or sell much better to your prospective clients. So using the free video search engines means that your cost of sale is zero. With video camera equipment relatively low cost and much of the software is free, there is now literally no reason why you shouldn't get started with video.
Well, you know, I think you just hit it right on the head. As you were saying that, I was thinking back, oh, maybe 12 years ago when the internet was kind of in its infancy, and very few people had emails at the time. It was almost entirely either CompuServe or AOL. And, you know, then all of a sudden it just seemed like everybody was jumping on the internet. And then we had all these web pages showing up. And now look at where the internet is today. And we're seeing that same exact phenomenon now with videos on the internet. You know, just as you say, it was just about a year ago, there was really no places to host videos on the internet. And if you wanted to put a video up, then you had to pay through the nose to get a hosting company that could actually do that and support it. And along comes places like YouTube, places like MySpace, and Google Video, Yahoo Video, and Vimeo, Vimex, just a whole bunch of places now. And as you say, last count, and that that count was about a month ago, there was something like 270 places that we had found, and there's probably more, that you can actually put your videos up for free. You don't even have to pay to host your videos right now. It's just grown phenomenally. And, you know, just to add credibility to that statement, we know that Google had turned around and bought YouTube a few months ago. They bought YouTube for $1.65 billion. And a company like Google wouldn't do that unless they saw a tremendous future in something like online videos.
Now, on one of your company presentations, your colleagues were saying that the internet currently has 1 billion users online worldwide. And they also mentioned that it's projected that within 2 years, there will be 1.6 billion cell phones capable of receiving video. And apparently also right now, many of the 200 million iPods that have already been sold are also able to play video.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, it's just a totally different medium. You know, I'm kind of an old guy, and, you know, I can remember back when we stuck that little tiny black and white TV in the living room there, and, you know, it was just a big deal to have a television set. And, you know, nowadays, everybody today, the younger people have grown up with television, they've grown up with all of these different things. And to them, you know, picking up their cell phone and watching a video is just going to be so common nature to them. You remember Dick Tracy? Do you remember the wrist radio that he used to carry? And, you know, they'd have a picture on the wrist radio. We have those things now. You know, we used to think, my goodness, that's such a fantasy, and now it's just plain common stuff. And we have a chance to be a part of that. That's what I'm saying. That's what's exciting.
So that's the background. And with many who will be listening being life coaches or independent business professionals, and what many of them will be interested in is, what are the two or three quickest, easiest, and most inexpensive ways I can take advantage of this internet video phenomena? I mean, because what we're focusing on very specifically on New Year's Secrets is, what can we do to take advantage of people's New Year's resolutions, which for many is to get fit, lose weight, stop smoking, etc. So my question for you is, Frank, How does video help me as a coach or independent professional be more attractive to my prospective clients?
Good question. And actually, there's a very simple one-word answer that I can give you to that, and that word is credibility. On the internet is really kind of an impersonal medium in a lot of different ways. You don't pick up the telephone and talk to somebody. You don't, in a lot of cases, you have no idea who these people are. And when they can see a person, they can hear a voice, they can see you talking, maybe demonstrating something like that, it just makes the whole process a whole lot more personal, and it builds up a lot of credibility. Give you an example. I have a website that I've had up for about a year and a half, and it's done pretty darn good over the year and a half. And I decided to, when I first met Mike Koenigs, one of my two partners, Mike Koenigs and Rocket Hellstrom, I really didn't know very much about video, and didn't really want to have myself on the internet. You know, I'm old and a little over, let's say, fat. Okay. And, you know, I said to myself, nobody's going to want to watch me on the internet. I don't want to be there. But Mike just said to me, he said, get over it and just do it. He showed me how to hook things up and sit down. So I just sat down in front of a camera, and I recorded a little short video, just a couple of minutes, talking about myself and talking about what this wonderful product it would do. In this particular case, it was, I'm trying to think, there was two or three of them that I put together about the same time. But the bottom line there is I put this video on my website, and almost overnight it tripled the conversion rates. It started adding a whole lot more people to my mailing list than I'd ever done before, with exactly the same amount of traffic coming from exactly the same places as I'd always had it. Now, there's only one reason that I could figure for that, and that is because it built more credibility, because people could see who I was, and they kind of saw me, I think, more as a real person. And whatever the reason, it helped. Yeah, seeing is believing. So when somebody goes online like this and puts up a video, now there's other things that we can and should talk about too. Right now we're just talking about some kind of a consultant, maybe a weight loss expert. In fact, talking about weight loss, one of my customers, a very, very sharp young woman down in San Diego, is, well, her whole product, she does these exercise videos. And what she's done is she's taken various little clips out of these exercise videos and posted them up on the net. And it was doing so well for her that she went out and hired a full-time person to do nothing but to submit these videos to some of the various places out there where you can submit these videos, these video search engines. Drove a lot of traffic and made a lot of money for her.
That's the bottom line, really. If we can take some existing video or audio clips and create a simple advertorial billboard and upload it to these free video hosting sites, then it will be a very good marketing approach. Of course, uploading just one video from my computer can be very labor-intensive, can't it?
Yeah, it is, and I hope we can maybe talk about that a little bit more. The intensity, it's not necessarily labor intensive as it is bandwidth intensive. Video files are big, and you know, to send one video out to 30 or 40 different places can take you quite a bit of time, and that's the whole idea. I hope we can get into that a little bit later, but we basically, to make a long story short, we've created some software where you can take that all day long process and condense it down to 3 or 4 minutes. Makes it a whole lot simpler. But one of the things that I run into all the time is the person that comes up and says, well, yeah, that's probably a good idea. I need to do that, but I don't know anything about how to make videos. Probably one of my most common objections that I hear, you know, I don't know, I don't have a video camera, or, you know, once I do this, what do I do with it, and stuff like that. Well, there's I want to give your listeners here probably what I would call a $1 million idea, or maybe let's call it a $1,000 idea. But instead of, if that really bothers you, if you don't want to get your face on the internet, you can still use video, and you should be using video. The point, again, and we're going to stress this a lot, I hope, throughout the call, that people are flocking to these video sites now. People are watching videos, and they want to watch videos more than what they want to read web pages. And another thing to remember, I think, is that videos are easier to make than building a web page. But let's say we don't have a camera, we don't want to touch a video camera, we don't want to be on the internet, you can still use video. What you do is you build yourself a slideshow. And you take some still images and you merge those with some text, you put in some audio files, and I'll talk a little bit about how and what to do with those audio files too. But you merge those all together and you put together a little slideshow. In fact,
you mean like Microsoft PowerPoint?
It would look very much like PowerPoint. In fact, actually, you can use PowerPoint to build a slideshow directly. And then you send that slideshow over to these video hosting sites. And now you've just tapped into a whole new market of people that are looking for information, but they're looking for information on videos instead of looking for web pages. So there's a program that you can download for free from Microsoft. It's called Photo Story 3. And just go to Microsoft.com and download Photo Story 3. Now, it only works with Windows XP. And I can't say that the final quality is absolutely the top once you've submitted it, these various search engines, but it makes a very nice slideshow. And it's very, very easy to use, and you can't beat the price. The price is free. So what you do is you build a slideshow. Let's say, well, give me a product. You give me a product that we might want to do.
Well, supposing I'm an independent consultant or a life coach who might want to show potential clients the value of setting goals.
Okay. Well, yeah. All right. So let's do that. Let's talk about goal setting in particular. And let's say that you come up with a nice little music background. You know, I guess I'm picturing in my mind here something that's kind of relaxing, maybe a guitar. Just a nice little theme, background music. And there are several places you can get these and license to use them. So you get yourself a little video or a little music clip like that, let's say 1 minute long. And then you go in and you build yourself the first slide. Now, you can go to a place, I like to use clipart.com, and you can pull up millions of photographs. And let's say we got a picture of somebody screaming, they're pulling their hair out, they don't know what they're going to do, you know, it creates kind of an image. And then the second slide might just be a black screen, and the black screen might say something. Are you frustrated, getting nowhere, ready to move on with your life? And then
your New Year's resolutions, for example.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. So you put that slide, and now you've got two pictures. You take, you could either do another audio slide, a video picture. That's what I'm trying to think, a picture. Or you come up with another black slide, and the black slide says, you don't have to do that. There's more to life than, something along this line. Hit a sales bullet or something like that. And just move on like that until you got five or six or seven different images and slides. Now, the last slide would probably be a link to your website, or at the least maybe a telephone number, a call to action is what I'm getting at. Now you merge these all together, and what it does using Photo Story 3 is it creates a slideshow for you. And it saves that in a video format, and then you can go out and start submitting that to these different video sites. So you see, you never had to create a web page here. You just basically fill in a few blanks in the program, push the button, it makes the file, and then you go out and submit that file. Now, what you've really done is you've put out a little tiny miniature infomercial, and you put that infomercial out onto the web. Now, let me talk about another software program that I think makes this process even easier. And I would say easier, so easy, in fact, that I just am, as we speak here, I'm just finishing up an ebook that describes a very, 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 very simple step-by-step process. Three simple steps. And this one's geared for people that want to go out and make money on the internet. But the process is the same whether you've already got a product that you want to sell, like if you're a consultant or something like that. Or if you just say to yourself that, you know, I could use an extra $2,000 a month, or what's that, about 1,200 pounds a month, or something like that. And I take you through step by step. But step one is just to go out and find a product. Now, I'm going to go back again, and I'm going to use your same exact example of a consultant trying to help somebody clarify their life a little bit, I think is a good way to put it. They want to help them set goals for New Year's resolutions and stick to those New Year's resolutions so that from January 1st to December 31st of that year, you're going to accomplish what it is that you set out, okay? So David, what I'm doing is, in this ebook, I'm explaining to people exactly how to use our system to make these things so darn easy that you could literally put out 9 or 10 of these little tiny infomercials a day. And also get them submitted to all of these different search engines. Basically, what you do is it's quite similar to what I described in Photo Story 3. And we provide you with those music background clips. We'll give you 101 different background clips. So you pick one of those music clips that you like, and then you go in and select a background, whether you want a white background, a black one, a blue one, or a green one. Or you can add your own. It doesn't make any difference. But we provide those for you. Now, this is a service, by the way. I should mention this. There's no software that you need to install. And as we move along, remember what I talked about, how videos take up so much space, so much bandwidth. And if you're submitting them yourself, that can tie up pretty much your whole computer, your whole internet connection for as long as you're sending these things out. So by doing it on our server, you're eliminating all of that bandwidth time. You can do it in a few minutes instead of most of the day. So what you do is we've got our background image. We've got our background music. Now we just go in and type in the slides that we want. Slide 1, you know, slide 2, slide 3. And in this description, just to make it as simple as we can, let's just imagine in our minds that all of these slides just have a quick little black background with white text. We center the text, and just a very, very short message, 6 or 7 slides. We don't want to lose the people's attention. We want, what we really want them to do is to see our call to action, whether that's call us on the phone, or whether that's to look at our web page, or whatever that is. Push the button, and once again, it creates a slideshow. But what it does with that slideshow that's different than what we did with Photo Story is that the slideshow is actually created on our server. So now you go in and you select from a list of the various websites that you want to submit to, and you push another button, and it automatically submits to all of those sites for you. So you're not using up any of your own time. It's really a slick process. And to be honest with you, I'm rather proud of it.
And what you guys have said, that is, out of the 273 video sites we have at the moment, there are perhaps 30 or 35 which are popular enough to be worth uploading our video to.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, exactly right. We want to deal with the ones that are, that people are actually going to. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that are kind of saying to themselves, wow, look at all the money that YouTube got. I think I'll put up one too. And, you know, as those become more established, more popular, we're going to be adding them to the mix. But right now, today, there's about 30 to 35 of them that we consider pretty important. And those are things like YouTube, obviously, Google. There's one, bolt.com, different ones like that. that do have very high traffic ratings, very high Alexa ratings, and those are the ones that we really want to deal with.
So Frank, does your subscription service also teach people not only to create and upload video, which can then be distributed via your web server, but also teach them about the optimum ways of tagging or naming their video clips with keywords so that they are picked up by the search engines?
Right. In fact, we're really trying to show you how, let's go back to Marketing 101. One of the very, very, very basic rules in marketing, and I see people violating this rule so many times, they come up with a product or an idea, and they say to themselves, you know what, this is so great, everybody's going to want this. But they never bother to look and see if anybody is really buying this thing or whatever. And what we're trying to teach people to do is you go out, and we show you how, we go out and find out what people are looking for, what they want to buy. And then we kind of try to gear our videos around that. You know, there's certain keywords. Let's say, going back to the goal setting, let's say weight loss is a big one. Okay, so is your goal in 2007 to lose 15 or 20 pounds or more? Now, what we've done is we've taken the weight loss aspect of it and tied it together with what we're doing, and we put that up. Now, we might take that same exact thing. Is your goal to increase your income by $1,000 a month in 2007, and so on and so on? Is your goal to get a degree, to buy a new car, you know, whatever, to fix up the yard? All of those different things, you can actually, what you can do there is, in many cases, you take exactly the same video, but you repost it with these different tags, these different keywords, these different headlines, and things like that, so that people that are looking for different products, you can kind of slant your message to them. And again, you know, when you can submit this in a couple of minutes, it makes it simple. If you were to do that all day long, well, you wouldn't have time to do anything else, exactly.
Now, I've provided readers of the New Year's Secrets blog with tips about identifying keywords that the prospective customers are searching for via typing into their favorite search engines. And I've also mentioned pay-per-click advertising briefly.
Yeah.
Are these things still relevant when we start uploading videos onto the free video hosting sites?
Well, no. I let me go back. They're totally relevant to what we're talking here. Totally, because they show you what people are looking for. Now, when you go into some of these video search engines, they will show you the most searched websites, or excuse me, videos, most watched videos, and you can also pick up some good ideas from them by looking at the tags or the keywords that they've listed their videos in, and then you can slant your message around that. Now, we've seen... let me give you an example, and I think this is really a bad example because it doesn't really tie close enough together with what we're offering. But we did some experimenting, and my partner Mike was looking. One of the top search phrases in one of these video sites was "the internet is for porn," and you know, as gross and yucky as that sounds, what it really is, there was a song, I guess by that title, it was from a Broadway play. And so, you know, that was grabbing people's attention, obviously, and people were going there. And so Mike made a little video headline that said, "The internet is not just for porn, you can make money with it too." And got a lot of visitors. I question how many actual sales he made, because that's really, you know, people weren't really looking. It might have caught their attention and said, "Oh, I can make money on the internet," and gone to it too. So, you know, sometimes you want to try to make sure that what you're offering is relevant to the video and the keywords. I'm kind of rambling here, but that's how you do it.
I have to say, although I'm doing this interview, I genuinely did not appreciate the relevance and the importance of using video for my marketing efforts.
Uh-huh.
Having said that, I have a friend now who does put a lot of video testimonials onto his website, and they are very compelling.
Yeah, and And those are really good. In fact, I have a client who just last night put up her very first hypnotherapy video. She's an actual medical doctor, and she delivers babies under with the mothers under hypnosis. Wonderful lady. And yeah, she put up her first one last night dealing with hypnosis. Yeah, exactly. There really is. Yeah, and she has a whole series of self-hypnosis CDs. I have several of them, and they're very, very good.
Now, that's a great example of a product which you can talk over with your infomercial, either as a slideshow with a recording of you talking over some images of your products, or as a standalone video.
Oh, absolutely. Now, there's other types of videos that you can still use in marketing. You know, we talked about the slideshow. Another way that I think is even more effective is to take a what I call a talking headshot. And basically what you do is you set up a tripod behind your monitor. And so it just peeks out over the top of your monitor. And then on the monitor itself, you run a teleprompter. And so as this teleprompter is going, you're reading the teleprompter on the screen, but it looks like you're looking right into the camera. You set up a decent background. I see a lot of videos out there that have really, really cluttered backgrounds. I'm laughing because I'm looking behind me right now. If you could see what was behind me at this moment, you definitely wouldn't. It would totally distract you from the what I'm trying to say. So I put. I like to use a green screen, but you don't have to get that fancy. I was just thinking of another lady, one of my coaching students, who does homeschool humor books. Homeschool's a huge, huge subject, and she wrote an e-book about homeschool humor. And it starts out, actually, with a little bit of a slideshow, and then it breaks into a little scene with her and her two children, and she's telling them to go clean up the room, and or their bedroom, and she says, "But Mommy, the kids are saying, well, we already did that." And she kind of looks at the camera with this astonished look on her face. "My kids actually cleaned their room?" And then she goes into a little talk about homeschool humor, and you know, it just makes me chuckle just to think about the video. And that's the kind of video that gets passed around because it's cute, and she's building up quite a nice mailing list by giving out this free ebook to people like that. And you know, it's just exciting to watch.
Okay, here's a challenge for those of our listeners who are feeling very creative. Video is ideal content for viral marketing. So presenting something exceptionally funny, cute, or even bizarre,
yeah,
will give it a good chance of being forwarded to friends.
Oh, absolutely. What you should do is go to some of these video sites and look at some of the top videos. Yeah, just look and see what other people are doing, and you look at the number of visitors. I mean, we're talking in some of these things, 30, 40, 50,000 visitors in the course of a couple of weeks. Not every video that you put up is going to get that kind of traffic. But and that's the viral aspect of it. If you put something up that's interesting and cute or funny, it depends, again, on what you're selling. But even if you have something like that that's totally or almost totally unrelated, you can still show a slide at the end with your advertisement on it. Now, I notice I go into some of these video sites, and you see many, many, many times you'll have some corporation with an ad, maybe for Coca-Cola or something like that. And they'll show like a 10 or 15 second advertisement for the Coke product before they display the video. So, you know, it's a great advertising medium in so many ways. They're just millions and millions and millions and millions of people that are searching through these sites, and it's not just the teenage kids that are doing that. I mean, the age is all over the board.
So video is something we should be utilizing for marketing ourselves, because the software and hardware is either free,
yeah,
or so inexpensive the cost is no longer a barrier to entry.
Yeah. And like I said, it's not just the home entrepreneur. I mean, the big corporations are getting into this, and they're spending millions of dollars. But the neat thing is you can compete with them just on a totally equal basis.
I have to say, I've barely taken one photograph since having fun taking panoramic shots with my 110 Instamatic back in 1984.
That's a while ago.
But just a month ago, I started using my wife Elaine's digital Sony still camera, which can take some video, 1 or 2 minutes of video. So now every opportunity I get, I try to use that. For example, a week or so ago, a client came in to stop smoking, and when I asked him how he'd heard about us, he said, "Well, there are 28 people from our company who have now been to see you, and 28 of them have stopped smoking, and one of those didn't seem that interested anyway." Now, I had no idea, so I said, "Can you just repeat that while I film you?"
Right.
And he was happy to do that. So now I'm very much more aware and attuned to the opportunities that previously would have gone unrecorded and quickly forgotten.
Well, I tell you, I'm going to be going down, well, actually, I've got two trips planned. We've got a cruise that we're going on in January. We come back for a few days and then turn right around and go across the country again to Orlando for a week. And I'm going to be taking a video camera down there, and I'm just going to shoot footage of just about anything I can shoot footage of. And, you know, maybe I can get a picture of Mickey Mouse falling on his butt or something like that, but whatever, you know, I'm going to be able to come up with a lot of raw footage, and I know that I'll be able to use that. I might decide to put up a little quick travel site that talks about Disney World or something like that, and then have an advertisement for one of the hotels down there or something that I can get commissions from.
That's a nice example of having your trip pay for itself. Now, I was at a couple of internet seminars earlier this year, August and October, and although video was mentioned by several people, it was not emphasized or covered in the same way as you're covering here.
It's interesting. I went to one, I think it was in August, down in Las Vegas, and or September maybe, and literally every speaker that was there mentioned video and how important it was to be using video. And why? Because this is the next wave. This is where the internet is going. And we have the opportunities to be right there in the forefront. It's not something that, it's not a Johnny come lately that we have to come in after most of the people have already picked the fruit or something like that. I mean, we get to pick the low-hanging branches here.
Some of our listeners will be very sophisticated and some less so. So what would be your advice to what we should do to explore using video for marketing ourselves in the run-up to the new year? And many of us have free time during the holiday, and most of us won't be able to resist the lure of our computers for too long. So what are the key things we should be looking at?
Well, gosh, that's it kind of depends, of course. Yeah, it kind of depends on where you're starting from. I would definitely download this ebook. It's free. Download the ebook and read it. It's not quite finished. I will do that, and you can give that to your readers there, but that will give you a lot of ideas. Now, that's geared towards somebody that's looking to make money on the internet. And, Dave, this is written to the absolute beginner. I mean, this is written to somebody that barely knows how to turn on their computer. And, you know, I've been in internet marketing for over 10 years and actually been consulting and helping other people for probably three. No, actually more than that. But the bottom line is, so many times I hear people that look at things like that and their mind just goes snap because they say, "I can't do this." And so then they turn around and they buy the next product. And the same thing over and over. And pretty soon they have a shelf full of products. Any one of them would help them to make a lot of money if they would really sit down and learn the system. And that's always both been a puzzle to me, and it's been very frustrating too, because I don't like to see people buy my products and then not use them, because I know what they can do for people. Anyway, to make a long story short here, this is something that's really simple steps. I show you how to find pretty much an unlimited amount of products that you can sell today. I show you how to set it up for free. It doesn't cost anything to do that. Number two is I show you how to build what I call little internet cash machines. And that's building slideshows, like I was just talking about, using these black backgrounds and the audio files that we use. And then number three is to push another button to submit it to the search engines. And then you repeat that process. pick the next product, build a real quick slideshow, and you can take the text, and this is really cool too. You know, people worry about, what am I going to use for content? Well, you take the sales page from the product that you want to sell, you take the headline. That's your first slide. And then you go through, find the next sales button, that's your second slide. Find the next button, that's your third slide, and so on. So you're taking the content directly off the product sales page that you're selling. And so within, I figure once you've gone through it a few times, if it takes you more than 15 minutes to build an online cash machine like this, then you're spending, you're doing something wrong. It just doesn't take that long.
So with your ebook, we don't even need a website.
That's exactly right. So you don't have to build a website. You don't need...
So now you've got us thinking, okay, so how many free hours have I got over the Christmas holidays? Times after I've eaten too much, when there's nothing on the telly? How much time would it take to implement this? You're saying that we can create one cash machine every 15 minutes, so that's 8 in 2 hours?
Yeah. Imagine, look at it as being able to put up a little miniature infomercial and then put that out to 35 different websites where people are coming in every single day looking for videos. You catch their... you might get, you know, on any given video, I don't know, you might get 50, 100 views a day. All right, you and that's for one I'm talking about. That's for one. So fine, you put up 50 of these things, or let's do 100. So now you got 5,000 views a day. You're assuming you only got one extra day. You could do that every day. Yeah, let's use round numbers and say 10.
And you're saying that this costs nothing to implement? It's free?
Yeah, it's free.
It's free? Okay, well, that's very exciting and exceedingly generous.
You know, it's free.
Can I ask why you're doing this?
I want this this whole... well, number one, it's good publicity for me. You know, the more you get out, the more publicity I get. That's what's in it for me. So fine. Let's say you build 10 of these. 10 makes it nice and round, okay? And... my goodness, if you can do that many in a day. So if you did that over Christmas, so now you got 10 of them January 1st, 10 of these things out there, and you've submitted that to 35 sites. That's 350 different places out there now. 350, if you will, individual little cash machines out there from building 10 videos and submitting it to 35 different sites. All right. Now, assuming that each one of them, let's, again, you know, let me pull out my calculator. We got 350. And let's say each one of those is only getting 10 visitors a day, which is very conservative. So now you got 3,500 impressions every single day. All right. I don't know what kind of a conversion rate it's going to have. It's going to depend on your sales message, on your product, and whatever. But let's say you got half of 1%. What is that? No, that's not right. That'd be 17 sales. All right. Now, what we're suggesting that you're using here is ClickBank. Now, let's crank that down a little bit, and let's say that I'm way off, and let's say it's 0.005 instead of 0.05. That's still almost 2 sales every day. And the average ClickBank product probably sells for something in the neighborhood of $40 with a 50% commission. So on an average, and I'm just throwing out numbers, you know, how much somebody's going to make off of this thing, I think they're going to make more than this. But so that's $40 a day for what was effectively one day's work. Now you got $40 a day coming in. That's where I'd start, with a free ebook. Yeah.
Well, as you say, it's a great way to start, and the reality is that once you've done it a few times, it'll become easy, and you can naturally expand from there.
That's right, that's right. And then you grow from there, and you say, well, what if I put in a nice little picture of, let's say we're selling travel, you know, what if I put in some pictures of the Eiffel Tower and the Tower of London and some of these interesting places that people like to visit? Disney World, and you know, now we make the slideshow a little bit more interesting. Maybe a few more people would stick around longer, and maybe we can change our conversion rate from 0.005 to 0.01 or something like that. You know, and but the key is just get started. Just do it. You know, this is the people have this paralysis of analysis. You know, it's the fact that, oh, I gotta have everything right. You know, I gotta get the perfect video up there. Look at that. I had a messy thing on my hair. I better do it over. You know, all of this kind of stuff. And they just never get started. And that's a big frustration to me. Yeah.
Now your own video geyser. Now your own video geyser service launched just at the beginning of December. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. Well, okay, we talked about the slideshow. We have integrated that into our system. The basic premises of Traffic Geyser, and that's what it is. It's called Traffic Geyser. The basic premise here is that you create a video. Let's say you create a video on your computer. And again, you know, let's go back. If you were to submit it to all of these sites manually, it'd take you most of the day. You submit that video to us one time, and now it's located on our computer. And our computer, which is it's two computers, and they're very, very, very high-speed computers, and they're sitting on a very, very high-speed internet connection. We can blast that out to 35 sites all at exactly the same moment. And, you know, so we'll have that video submitted to all of these sites in just a very short amount of time, a couple of minutes. So we've cut your time down to next to nothing. But again, we go back to the other person, the one that doesn't want to put their face on the screen, the one that doesn't have a video camera, doesn't want to do that. That's fine. You create yourself a slideshow. You create a video. That's all done with our system. We do that for you. And basically, again, once it's created that slideshow for you, you push a button and it submits it to all of these sites. We have been getting this morning I was sitting here looking at the people that we have so far that have bought this system. I can't mention names, but it looks like a who's who of internet marketing. I mean, you know, these are people that you see, a lot of the speakers that you've seen at these conferences, people that know how to sell things on the internet. And these are the people that I see buying it. And that, to me, is really encouraging because it tells me that, you know, we got something that really is real.
It sounds good. So if any of our listeners are interested, can you give us an idea of cost?
Well, we have... It's sold on a monthly system. You can submit it to 15 different video sites for our silver membership. That's $47 a month. Or you can do it to a gold membership, which lets you send it out to 35 different places, and that's for $97 a month. There is an upfront charge to get things set up and running, and that's $247 for the silver and $297 for the gold. And I would say that along with that, we don't need to get into all of the details with the things that we offer, but just a couple of the quick ones. We have a whole training series that Mike and Rocket have been selling for quite some time at $100, and that's included for free. I have another software program that helps you get listed into Google or get spidered with Google very, very quickly, and I've been selling that program for the past year and a half, also at $97, and that's included. We include some other proprietary linking systems that I don't even want to talk about on the call right now. But basically, another way to... We know that getting links back to your websites are always important. And you can use this if you have a web page. Now, here, to use that part of it, you do need a web page. But you can use it to get very good, solid, relevant, one-way links back to your website. And yeah, a lot of training, a lot of teaching. So like I say, we can take somebody that's never ever done a video and we can make you effective in video in a very, very short amount of time, whatever kind of video you want to make.
Well, I'm convinced.
Good.
As a bit of a video virgin, I know I'm going to be totally fascinated to read your new ebook.
Okay.
Frank, on behalf of us all here, I really appreciate and thank you so much for your time today, and we know you're incredibly busy. We wish you all well, and of course I'll be happy to pass on the information about your new ebook as soon as it's released.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Bye.